Now, we've had a lot of folks joining us today talking about their experience working with Blue. And right now we have a councilman for the first district, right? District 1?
Yes, sir.
Would be John Hobbs III. Welcome, Mr. Hobbs.
Man, thank you so much, Brad, for having me here today. I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to work with WGTE. It is a great media company. I have a lot of great memories. We were raised on WGTE.
Oh, really?
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
The Electric Company. A lot of people don't remember or know Morgan Freeman started on The Electric Company.
Really?
And He was on The Electric Company for years, mm-hmm. and he would do the spots of putting words together sounding them out. And so when we came home from school, my mom would put us in front of good TV, and we watched Sesame Street, Electric Company, and all that great programming. And then there was National Geographic, just different things. So I just have a great respect for this company and what they do. And I'm glad to see that the work is continuing. Our children today need much more programming. So many of our children are, when they're going to Head Start and kindergarten, aren't prepared. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that the programming of WGTE for sure helped us be prepared for school. And so this is something that any way I can support it, I can and will. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that.
We should mention that you're on the board of directors for WGTE, which is why we're calling you Mr. Hobbs, right?
I'm just John. Please, I'm just John.
But I appreciate you talking about the work that GTE has done in the community. And as it relates to this opera, Blue, and how it is presenting a story that is so relevant today in the form of an opera, I think that our ability to amplify voices in the community is a great boon, not only to Toledo Opera, but everything that we do as an organization at WGTE. So I thank you for your tip of the hat to our radio station and television station and our educational outreach center as well. Talk a little bit about this relationship that's going on where all these different communities are sort of coming together. When I say communities, I mean organizations, really, that are raising awareness in turn of all the issues that are inherent in this opera, Blue, right? You've got a father and a mother with a young child, and you trace their story all the way to the episode where the father, who is a policeman, is a member of that community as well. There are lots of different communities that are interacting in the opera, lots of different stories that are being told, but the main one is that this child died from gun violence from the same community that the father belongs to, the policing community. There's so much richness in this opera and in this story. Is there anything in it that story that speaks to you personally?
Well, I think I'm extremely thankful for the opera Blue because, number one, oftentimes young people that are not from affluent backgrounds don't have exposure to opera. They don't know what it is. And there are so many, you know, again, thankful for my mom and dad who exposed us to all different forms of music. I started taking piano lessons when I was 5 years old, and I've had great piano teachers, Mrs. Marilyn Watson, and then Mark Keyes-Wider, great jazz pianist, and Gene Parker at the University of Toledo, professor. Just, you know, so there's been this exposure. And the one thing about opera, it gives you an opportunity to tell a story. And sometimes through music, and sometimes because of, again, the lack of certain financial levels, sometimes the young people, Central City, inner city, however you want to, urban, don't have that exposure. They get exposed to different types, but maybe not opera. And so then when they hear opera or when they see it for the first time, it's something that does not identify with them. It's something that's classical, or it's staged from the 1700s or 1800s. And they're just like, oh, I don't want to hear that or see that, because there's nothing that they can identify with. But this particular story engulfs them. It grabs their attention immediately, because there is something that they can identify with. They can identify with the neighborhood, the community, the police officers, the mom and dad, this young child, everything that will completely get them to look and watch and pay attention. And before they know it, they're listening to opera without knowing they're listening to opera. They're hearing the story without knowing they're hearing the story. It's being told to them, and now they want to stick around and see what the outcome of it is. I appreciate this particular spin on the story, because oftentimes the story comes from hip hop, or it comes from rap, or it comes from R&B, or it's on the news and or spoken. And so this here presents it in a different way that will cause minority communities, affluent communities who may not be necessarily understanding what's happening in certain communities, but because they're tied into opera, they want to see where it goes. So it also gets them to hear a story that maybe they heard on the news or some other way and say, but now opera brings them in because they know the story that's being told behind it. So it causes, this is so great, because it causes you, no matter what economic background you come from, no matter what sex you are, no matter what community you are from, what minority you are, it brings you in so many different ways. And so I'm thankful, the story that this is telling, and it allows you to hear it, listen, and then make up your mind as to how this is taking place. The one thing I remember in grade school at St. Teresa's, doing West Side Story and the story that told. And so this here, again, gives a certain attachment to everyone. And stories like this should definitely continue. So now, even those that are not familiar with rap or hip hop or R&B or spoken or CNN or Fox, you can put all of that aside. And this comes to you in a very non-threatening way, and it tells a story, and it gets you to think and approach this so differently. Like, I was so excited about hearing this. Like, this is great. Whoever done this, like, because this is really, really good. This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I feel like we can all go home now. you spoke so eloquently about the importance and the relevance of this opera. Councilman John Hobbs III, who is also on board at the WGTE Public Media, I could have said that a little better, who is a board member of WGTE. So you're intimately familiar with, both the workings here of Toledo Opera and the library, the Mott Branch Library, as well as WGTE. So yes, Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Yes, for WGTE to come from, and here's what I love about WGTE Public Media, is that versus making the community come to the station out on Detroit in Glendale, WGTE brought the story here and connected in this library, in this community. I mean, that shows this company, the people that work for the board members, you here today, that you really have a finger, a hand in connecting positivity to an area. Door Street historically has been a great place for African Americans. And so for you to come here today and to say we want to, in every way we can, connect and be a part of what's going on in this community. This is amazing. Martin Luther King School right here, swimming at the park right here, Smith Park. Like, and then to bring WGTN into this great library and say, we want to bring into this space something positive. So many people talk. So many people say what they want to do, but you're here. And so I thank you more than you would ever know for being here and sharing with us today. Thank you so much.
We thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.